Contemporary Dance Australia's Co3 Contemporary Dance is an artistic house based in Perth, Boorloo. Their latest production, In Response, encompasses youth coming together across Western Australia to voice, to exchange and to dance. The dance work is created and performed by First Nations youth from Burb Wangara Aju Nurulu and youth from Girraween Senior High School, a two-day force of multidisciplinary skill. We're going to be talking to Tara, who's from the Broom Dance Group, and they will be telling us a little bit more about this production right here, right now. Welcome, Tara.
Hi, Maxie. How are you going?
So good to hear from you. Tell us the name of your dance group in Broom again, because I didn't pronounce it correctly.
That's all right. So Ani Dai, our Yaru elder in Broome, gave the name to my contemporary youth dance group. We're called Bork Wangaraju Nulu, which means they will dance in Yaru. And I started the group about 3 years ago when I retired from dancing with Bangarra Dance Theatre full time. And I decided it was my role to share my professional skills with the next generation. And that's how this group was birthed.
And residing in Broome, so that's a lovely spot to be.
Yeah, for sure. My hometown of Broome, it's beautiful here right now, the dry season and lots of tourists and, yeah, the water is really clear.
And Co3 is a Boorloo dance company. How would you describe the company and the company's style?
I actually don't really know much about Co3 before I started collaborating with them.
Yeah.
I was very in my own Bangarra world and Broom world. But I met Ray when she came up to Broom a few years ago, and we clicked straight away. And then I think maybe, yeah, last year, she'd call me every year with different projects. And then last year she proposed a collaboration with my dance group and using Co3 facilitators to come up here and teach their technique to work towards a performance in the State Theatre with Girraween High School. And it also included workshops to remote communities outside of Broome. And I thought this was a really great opportunity for our youth up here, because I remember growing up here, there wasn't too many outside opportunities or opportunities to see artists and their works. Like, we had cats come up here and I remember thinking, oh wow, that was so great. So anything that can provide an experience for our youth that is different, I'm really supportive of. So I work with Coast as a community liaison to connect them to remote communities and our youth here.
And
something different.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, a lot of people, sometimes in the metro area, you don't realise how lucky you are, and the remote and regional communities really need, well, not need, but some people in the communities who are creatively minded or want to support the arts really want to be a part of something or hear or listen or see. And so it's so important for avenues like this, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think this project particularly caught my eye because it involves a VR experience. So Dave Mack, who is one of the main facilitators of this program, came up with 8 VR headsets. And so we gave the kids an opportunity to experience these different worlds that Raywin has created. And then that was the source for the dance to be inspired from. So it was a particularly interesting project that's quite unusual, and I thought, yeah, why not? Let's bring this to the youth here. And they absolutely loved it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the performance goes next week.
And you're on Artbeat, and we are talking to Tara about Co3's latest production, The Inside. Oh, no, In Response, sorry. And Tara, are you there? Hello, Tara. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I lost you there for a minute.
Sorry.
So you said this project came about by chatting with Co3, and you said there's First Nation schools, First Nation students, schools, teaching artists all together from the regions and metro from Broome, Rabibi, and youth from Gerraween Senior High School. How did the collaboration and the distance, how did that play out in this collaboration to create this work?
Raywin first came up to Broome to deliver workshops, I think, a couple of years ago. So we met during that time and we just that sort of planted the seed for this collaboration. And so I met Dave Mack, who also works with Raywin, and he travelled up to Broome, and I invited a close colleague, Glory, to join us. She's a First Nations artist. So it was a great exchange of how to collaborate in dance and how different techniques can bring around choreography and a dance experience. We travelled to Broome, and then we travelled out of Broome to Lombardina community and Bidjadanga community.
Yep.
Lombardina is about 2 hours out of Broome and Bidjadanga is about an hour and 40 minutes. So, yeah, it was a really unique experience, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Broome youth perform next week in Perth with Gerraween High School at the State Theatre. It's a very exciting opportunity for them.
So exciting. And what was your main role in working with your troupe in Broome and like even with the youth, were you kind of significant in choreographing the works, or was that led by the students?
So it's a bit of both. So originally I started the group to share my professional skills learnt whilst performing professionally with Bangarra Dance Theatre. But as the years have developed and numerous shows with different festivals in the community, the dancers have become really confident and contribute a lot to the choreography. We do a lot of task-based learning. So they were very excited to learn about the different ways you can create dance with Co3 and using the VR headset.
So exciting, collaborating and using technology. How does VR headsets come about in this production? How is it part of the work?
So when we do the workshops with the students, they experience the worlds that Raywin created through the VR headsets, and there's four different worlds. And after they experience, it goes for about 8 minutes, and it's really cool seeing the kids' reactions and how they physically react when they're in the moment.
It's so different, isn't it?
It's so funny. It's really gorgeous. And then afterwards, they are given tasks by Dave and myself and Glory, and then they create choreography that responds to that world.
That is so cool. It's such a kind of different way and a great way of using technology, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And,
so,
I hope it really turns out well next week.
Oh, so good. So as it was originally when you're choreographing, was it kind of quite improvised and then from that developed into the sequence that is this show?
Yeah, so we talked about different emotions, how you'd feel in each world. For example, one of the worlds is a train tunnel filling up with water.
Yeah.
And how you'd feel if you're in that situation. Another world is walls slowly closing in on you.
Yep.
So, yeah, we brought out our emotions and how would you embody that emotion physically.
And what are you hoping that audiences can take away with them from this experience?
I think it's really an important opportunity for the audience to see youth from the top end of Australia and how they embody movement, which is connected to their spirit within their lian and also to their country. And it just highlights an importance to really pay attention to your environment, look after your environment, because one of the themes of the VR was if we could restart the world and create the world again, how would we do that? How would we make it a better place?
It sounds so amazing, and it takes place next week on Thursday, 18th July, for one day only, right? How can people get hold of tickets? Is it through Co3's website?
And through the State Theatre, there'll be two performances, a matinee and an evening performance.
And Tara, tell us the name of your dance company again so you can pronounce it correctly.
Yep. The name of my dance company is called Bork Wangarajoo Nolu. It was given to us by Aunty Di Appleby.
Yep.
Yari language, and it means They Will Dance.
They Will Dance. So beautiful. And you're based in Broome, and Tara has been working on this production with Co3, Co3's latest contemporary dance. And Tara was part of Bangarra Dance Theatre and is now based back in her hometown in Broome. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Have a beautiful day.
That was Tara talking about Co3's latest contemporary dance work in Response. See it next week, Thursday 18th, and you can buy tickets through the Co3 website and through the State Theatre.